I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains.
Yes, my friend, thank God for that fountain of cleansing, the blood of Jesus Christ. What a joy it is for me to welcome you to this broadcast of the Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. On this program, we commemorate our Lord's suffering and death, and we celebrate his resurrection from the dead. Yes, I do know that Resurrection Sunday was April 4th, but every Sunday is a reminder of that momentous event. And what Jesus accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection has an ongoing impact in our lives each and every day. So, worship with us as we spend the next half hour reflecting on this incredible demonstration of God's love for you and me. I begin with the words from Isaiah the prophet. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him.
Thank you.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and poor contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich, so rich a crown.
He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
O sacred head, now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. O sacred head, what glory, what bliss till now was thine! Yet though despised and gory, I joy to call thee mine. O noblest brow and dearest, in other days thou world, all feared when thou appearest, what shame on thee is hurled. How art thou pale with anguish, with sore abuse and scorn? How does that visage languish, which once was bright as morn? What thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. My mind was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior, 'tis I deserve thy place. Look on me with thy favor, vouchsafe to me thy grace. What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend, for this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end? Oh, make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love to thee.
Ding dong, ding dong, hear the bells ringing, they're singing that we can be born again. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing, Christ is risen from the dead.
The angel upon the tombstone said, he is risen just as he said. Quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he is risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Hallelujah, he's risen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bum, 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 bum. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing that we can be born again. Ringing, they're singing, Christ is risen from the dead.
The angel upon the tombstone said, he is risen just as he said. Quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he
He is risen. Hallelujah. He's risen. Hallelujah. He's risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hear the bells ring.
Hallelujah.
Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay." Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
Thine is the glory, risen, conquering Son.
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care.
Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away."
There's a light in the window, the table spread in splendor. Someone standing by the open door. I can see a crystal river, so I must be near forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before.
Thanks for joining me today for the Voice of Hope. I hope and pray you were blessed and encouraged as we reflected together on the great gift of our salvation. This program was produced by Heralds of Hope and is sponsored on this station by your financial gifts. If you want to contact us, our email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. Or contact us by mail at The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Once again, our email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Our mailing address, The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. You can also log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, to listen to this program again or to share it with a friend. To connect with us on social media, just search for Heralds of Hope and follow us on our various social media platforms. If you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter or donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org or by calling our toll-free number 866-960-0292. Truly, it is God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, that will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Now, friend, I hope you'll join me next week for The Voice of Hope as we return to our study in the book of Colossians. And until we meet again,
I can see the family gather, sweet faces all familiar. No one's old or feeble anymore. This lonesome heart is crying. Think I'll spread my wings for flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine. It's just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door. This world's been a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine. It's just about home.